All right, Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels announced he will not run for president. He told the Indianapolis Star, "I love my country, but I love my family more." I'm wondering how disappointing that was for you, Ron Christie. Ron Christie's Republican political strategist, CEO of Christie Strategies, and author of Acting White, The Curious History of a Racial Slur. So, disappointing news for you?
No, actually, it wasn't, Celeste. I wasn't surprised by his announcement, to be perfectly honest with you. I think Governor Daniels is a outstanding public servant. I had the opportunity to work side by side with him when I was in the White House for several years. But I think while he was the choice of many of the what I would call establishment Republicans to run, I think he disappointed many social conservatives. So, again, I'm really not surprised that he didn't throw his hat in the ring.
Well, here's one of these what you may call establishment Republicans who seemed to be surprised.
He's a terrific talent. He would have been a very formidable competitor. I mean, I really thought he would be in the front runners from day one if he had decided to run.
That's Newt Gingrich.
He sounds so sad about that,
Ron. I know, speaking on CBS's Face the Nation.
I mean,
he can't even mask his disappointment, right?
Yeah. Right. Well, but okay, but Ron, let's now get down to the nitty-gritty about who's left in this race. But I want to test out whether or not you believe this comment from Mitch Daniels that he loves his family more or too much to drag them through a presidential campaign. Is that really why he's not running?
Well, I think that's part of it. I think the other part of it is that in order to run for president for the next election cycle, I think we're going to be in the first billion-dollar presidential campaign. In other words, I think President Obama and his supporters will generate $1 billion of funds for his reelection efforts. And I think that nearly the same amount, if not more money, is going to be required for a Republican challenger. And I just don't know whether he has the fire in the belly to raise that amount of money. That takes a lot of work, a lot of effort. So sure, he loves his family, but I also think, do I really love the prospect of going around the country and raising that kind of money?
Well,
I don't
Ron,
think he does.
But it's also, is the money there? It's not just about fire in the belly anymore when you're talking about $1 billion. Let me throw a theory at you. You know I love to do this.
And yeah, you do, John.
Please love to whack me over the head. Please just go right ahead if you'd like to. Now, it seems to me the message from the people not running, and you got Karl Rove with a huge sort of war chest of money potentially and fundraisers sort of quietly behind the scenes here. It seems to me the people not running are getting some message that maybe 2012 isn't the GOP's year and the big money isn't going to come into play here. Sure, Ron Paul's going to run. Sure, you know, Newt Gingrich is going to get, you know, a chance to stay on Fox News, you know, for the rest of his life. You know, that's what's going on here.
I like your theory, John, except there's one problem. I do think that President Obama is beatable in the next election cycle. I think that a president who campaigned and said that his stimulus bill would keep the unemployment rate beneath 7% and the skyrocketing deficits, and now we have three wars as opposed to two, I think that that sort of record is one that would be attractive for the right Republican to come on and try to knock the president out of the race. But on the other hand, I do give credence to what you're saying. There is the thought that a Jeb Bush, that a Chris Christie, that there are so many others who people seem to think, why aren't they running now? Their conventional wisdom might be, you know what, I'm going to sit this out until 2016 when there's not a fellow by the name of Barack Obama on the ballot.
Well, that's what they say about Mike Huckabee as well. We're speaking with Ron Christie, a Republican political strategist and CEO of Christie Strategies. And Ron, it seems to me like that's sort of the tenor of a lot of the disappointment we're hearing that Mitch Daniels didn't announce, that among the list of possible GOP hopefuls in terms of those who are not only able to get the Republican nomination, but then appeal to a broad enough base to beat Barack Obama, Mitch Daniels was one of the very few, and that leaves us maybe hoping that John Huntsman, the former ambassador, will announce at this point. Who's left, do you think, that could become a front runner?
Well, of course, Governor Huntsman that you just mentioned, Celeste, is one of those to keep your eye on. And I'd also look at former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty. Pawlenty is supposed to announce in Iowa today that he is going to run for president, and then he's supposed to head to Florida tomorrow to do a little campaigning and then head to Washington on Wednesday to rake up some lobbyist cash. So I think that there are definitely others that I would keep my eye on. But what I find most surprising is that I think that you do have a strong field. I mean, for all the criticism of former Governor Mitt Romney, I still think he is extremely formidable. But here's my long shot, and here's my dark horse, if you will, guys. I'm looking at Texas Governor Rick Perry. Rick Perry has been adamant saying he doesn't want to get into it. But with the exit of someone like Mitch Daniels and some of the Republicans, some of the social conservatives not being happy with the folks who are there, I'd look to the current Texas governor as someone who could potentially enter this race that people aren't anticipating.
That would require, though, a real Obama stumble as an opportunity for him to jump in as a fresh new face.
Right.
I think you're right, but I think that there is so much going on between now and the next 18 months when the election will be in November that there could be that stumble, or it could be an event this summer where Perry says, you know, for the good of the country, for the good of my party, I'm going to enter. There are any number of events that could take place, guys, between now and, say, September, when I think they really start going to have a feel of who the Republican candidates are going to be. I think the fall is really going to be when the door closes on any potential opportunities for more people to get in the race.
This fall. Well, but Ron Christie, Republican political strategist, I'm sure that there's also a bit of hopefulness in that idea that there could something could stumble. But the most likely stumble would be the economy. And it appears, according to polls, that the American public blames Congress, both parties, as much for the economy as they blame the president.
Oh, I just don't know about that, Celeste. I think that, as I said a few moments ago, that a president who promised repeatedly the passage of his stimulus package would keep the unemployment rate beneath 7%. It's at 9% now. It might drop a few percentage points, but everyone's affected by this recession. Everyone's affected by this downturn in the economy with rising gas prices, inflation, and people are looking at the president for leadership. And while they might fight for Congress, that's no doubt, they're also looking at the occupant of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue as one who is partially, if not fully responsible for their economic problems right now.
And they hopefully in 18 months, hopefully for the Republicans at least, they're probably hoping that people have forgotten the death of Osama bin Laden.
Well, I think that we're all happy about that, but I don't think that'll give the president the uptick he's looking for.
Ron Christie, Republican political strategist, CEO of Christie Strategies and author of Acting White, The Curious History of a Racial Slur. Thanks again, Ron.
Always a pleasure, Celeste.
I want to throw this out to you, our listeners. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Who do you think is going to emerge? Are you looking for the dark horse, Rick Perry's, or somebody else on the horizon that you think could come forward before the fall?
And who's already in the race? Do you think they're in it for 2012, or do you think they're in it for 2016?
That's
Tell
a good
us.
Question. Very good often, question. Political campaigns are building campaigns. Ronald Reagan ran twice before he got the nomination.
Nixon ran forever.
Yeah.